Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, Liverpool take on Newcastle United at the weekend. Rafa returns to Merseyside. Well, I say returns, I think he returns in every weekend because he's probably still got his house on the Whittle.
Lovely.
But that's not for us to make any judgment over. Although, you know, if Chris chooses to, that's entirely up to him and totally free of my control. Chris Pajak, of course, Ross Chanley and Jamie Richards returning to the couch. Let's get stuck into it with exactly what we've discussed there, Chris. Rafa's return. He hasn't got a great record since against us since leaving us, but he has developed an ability to cause more than a few moments of frustration.
Yeah, I think as a Liverpool fan, you obviously understand what type of a manager he is, and you tend to fear him because on his day he can create a game plan that can win a game of football or can certainly draw a game of football. He's not had the best luck since he's obviously left Liverpool. I think we've had three meetings, a couple of 2-2 draws and a 1-1 draw with his side, Chelsea and Newcastle both. But because it's Rafa Benitez, because you understand, like I said before, you do fear him. And listen, they managed to beat Manchester United only a couple of weeks ago, so he's still got it. He might not have the players that he used to have, but he's certainly a great manager regardless.
Yeah, I think there's a degree to which, Ross, Newcastle not great. There's a reason why they're only 2 points outside the relegation zone, but I think they've very much stopped the rot. They've made themselves harder to beat. They only lost twice in 2018, and that was to City and Chelsea. I think mercifully for us in that is that they were both away from home, which kind of augurs well. You know, they don't have a great record against those the top calibre teams on the travels. But, you know, we should be wary of. He's brought Dubravka in particular, who's looked great since he's made his debut. A back-to-the-wall performance has got Rafa written all over it, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think if you pair that with our home form as well, and the amount of goals that we concede at Anfield is very little. Mm-hmm. And then again, with the teams that we played, like the West Ham and stuff, we're able to break these teams down now, and I think we're a lot more confident, or I certainly am as a fan, yeah, that when people are backs to the wall, we can control it and be patient rather than beginning the season. It's a bit of a scrappy affair and a bit rushed and stuff, and I think I'll give the players a lot of confidence going into this game.
Yeah, I mean, we're reaching this point, aren't we, Jamie? Kind of following on from what Ross says. I don't know what you're meant to do against Liverpool. You know, as an opposition manager, because you're right, because the smart one is probably just about still on come and park the bus, because it makes sense. The home form isn't quite as good as we'd have it be. But, as Ross kind of alludes to, we are starting to, not to grind out, we're actually not grinding anything out, we're starting to competently, comfortably beat now teams that come with a game plan to frustrate us. I just think it all just feeds into how it's just boss being a Liverpool fan at the moment. And look, I love Rafa, I wish him all the best in his career, but quite frankly, that goes completely out the window. I want us to continue to do what we've done. I'll treat him the same as I'll treat David Moyes in 90 minutes this weekend, and I want to see us, you know, batter this team.
It literally is the only fixture of the whole season where you want Rafa to not win the game.
Yeah.
Because Liverpool fans just love him because of what he did for us. He's one of the only, I think, three managers to bring the European Cup to Anfield as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's got that accolade stuck to his name. But when the game plan that he's going to bring towards Anfield,
sorry,
we know
everyone just mentally you're correct, good fact, Charles. Yes.
Well, yeah, basically we know how he's going to set up his team. You know the countless European ties that he has at Anfield and away from Anfield when he was at Liverpool. You know, the Juventus 0-0 away. You know how he's going to set up a team, so he's going to do it against Liverpool. Liverpool an attacking side, he's going to try and defend. Now it depends though, if Salah turns up, he's not going to be able to defend against Salah. The thing is with Mane, you'll be able to get tighter money and to shut up short. But if Salah and Firmino show up, there's going to be goals. He's going to collapse from it.
That, I think that's the thing, isn't it, Chris? If you go back to that the draw, and we were all banging our heads on a wall about Liverpool at that time. That was coming toward the tail end of our worst spell of the season when we do with them away from home. And it felt like it was just, oh, typical Liverpool, blah blah blah. The team that we're going to put, we could theoretically start only like we could start. I reckon three. It might be more, but we could probably just three of the same team that started at St James's Park. We're a massively different outfit. We've gone up so many levels since then.
Absolutely. You know, was it 1st of October we played them? Something like that. It was around about that time, wasn't it? And this is a Liverpool side now who's full of confidence, who's flying in the European Cup as well, or the Champions League. And, you know, with Firmino, Salah, Mane, it's pick your poison. Yeah. I mean, you can try and stop one of them, but you can't really stop all three, and that's the headache that it's causing managers around the Premier League. And listen, you mentioned something before, Paul, about about Anfield. Klopp could very easily be the next league manager this season to go unbeaten at Anfield. Rafa Benitez was the last one to do that, really? Wasn't he, in 2008, 2009? I think it was 15 wins and 3 draws, if I remember correctly, something like that. But Klopp hasn't been beaten at Anfield in the league. Obviously, we've had West Brom. Other than that, it was back to April and Crystal Palace last season, I think. You know, this is a side who like playing at home, who understand that if you make it difficult for your opponents, they come in and they're scared of you, and they're already thinking about how many they're going to concede, and they're worried about it. And we've got the players to go out there and absolutely dominate this game of football and take it to them and score goals again.
Absolutely, I completely agree. I think the big question, because you said you've had to pick your poison in the front three, I think pick poison for the midfield as well to some extent. What we'll do is we're going to get the lads to pick their preferred 11s in a moment, so if you get your whiteboards at the ready and your pens to scribble it down, because in no way, shape or form have we done this prior to filming. Before we get into that though, Chris, we've got a little clip to show people from the Stats and Tactics show. Do you want to just give us a little
So every week on the website, basically on the redmentv.com, we do look back at the previous game. I look at loads of different stats website. We look at the tactics around it, but this little clip basically is of just how balanced our team has been recently with regards to the two fullbacks. And this time I've set it up on touches down here and wanted to just show you, look at Andrew Robertson, where he's touched the ball. More in their half than in our half, which is pretty incredible for a fullback first and foremost. He's got a ball around there as well. Breakouts from corners, I think they were in the end. Let's have a look. Let's throw Trent in there as well. Let's take Robertson off for now. You can see again, more touches in the opposition half than in the defensive third, in the defensive half, which is great. And there's that balance that I was talking about, you know, almost, well, exactly the same amount of touches, 112 each between the two fullbacks. Very, very balanced, that, isn't it? Absolutely superb. I want to take a little look at the midfielders as well, to be honest with you. So let's start with Emre Can. Look at that. That's nice, isn't it? All around the centre of the park, dominating there. Obviously, takes a couple of shots off as well. 109 touches for him. But the guy with the most touches on the day, James Milner. And look where he is. He's absolutely everywhere. Of course, he's more focused down the left-hand side. He has to be. He's got Ox on the other side to him. But he's everywhere. He's on the right-hand side. He's down the left. He's down centre. That's the type of performance that I've come to expect from James Milner in centre midfield. He's so much better than I thought he ever was, you know.
So, yeah, so let's get stuck straight into it, Jamie. This does feel a little bit like you've not used... Is this Chris's whiteboard?
That's my writing! You see this? This is my whole life in university. I just plagiarise everything, then put my name on it.
Well, you could be a writer in the Liverpool scene. James Milner is the obvious change for you there. Look, the midfield three, I think, is where the large discussion points are going to come from here. Emre Can had a belter of a game last week.
Yeah.
Any reason why you stuck with Hendo other than it meant you didn't have to rewrite it?
It's a big word, Paul. He didn't. I think the reason Hendo needs to come up with more match fitness, and I think Can will start the Champions League game. Okay. I think Milner won't play a Champions League game against Porto, but he will play against United the week after.
That's interesting.
So I think you just give him a 7 days rest. That'll be the midfield change.
And back four. Trent as well?
Yeah, Trent over Gomez. I think Gomez might play in the Champions League. Same reason for Milner as well. I think he'll have a rest midweek and then he'll play against United.
I think can I see yours while we're there, please?
Wow, Klein!
Yeah, mate.
Is that your Klein? Is this because it's preferred 11?
Yeah.
And you know,
it can't be wrong like last week. This is what I want to see.
Yeah.
I know for a fact he's not going to play, is he? Because he's only played the one game, but I would love to see that. And I know Klopp has said, Gomez will play more at centre-half. I think that's what, as fans, we all want to see.
Yeah.
I know he's not playing much at centre-half either, but he's not playing with Van Dijk either, and I would love to see that centre-back partnership as we climb that reassurance, getting some game time. As I said, I don't think they will play, but I would like to see that. I think it's too much of a big risk to play them going into this business end of the season, and every point is vital at the moment, so we're not going to see it, but I would just love to see. That's what I'd like to see.
We've all gone for Robertson at left-back.
Yeah.
Is there a shout for Roberto Moreno in this one?
I think there should be, but I don't see why you would drop Robertson.
Hmm. Yeah, I've kind of thought about this team. The way that I've built it is around Manchester United.
Okay.
For the following week, because I think you can afford to rest players in that Porto game, and we've still got the players to be able to bring first teamers in. The likes of Jordan Henderson, the likes of Gini Wijnaldum, Adam Lallana, I all expect to start midweek. Moreno, exactly the same. That's, although I don't agree that it's the right type of game for Joe Gomez, I do think Man United is.
Yes.
And he needs a little bit of fitness, do you know what I mean? So I've gone for Joe Gomez in this because I don't want him playing in Man United cold, and I don't want a short break on the from the Wednesday to the next Manchester United game. And this is probably a game that we could do that in. Matip van Dijk, because it is the right type of game for that. And then I've gone with the same midfield three, because I think that's the midfield three that has to start against Manchester United.
Decent. It's a decent shout. It's interesting. I think Henderson will start solely because, and I want to see him start because, I think the reason Emre Can started last week because he'd missed a bit of footy and he needed to get back into the rhythm of playing. I mean, you're right, and having a European game so soon does help because you're not out in the cold for too long. But I think we'd naturally bring Henderson in because. I think we've talked about this, the Matip and Henderson thing. I think they're your two guys when you're looking to unlock a team. Emre Can disproved that massively last week, by the way, because I thought it was his best performance in a game where Liverpool were expected to dominate. I'm putting the boards away.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We're done with them, are we?
We'll wait for you.
There's a strong case. I would like to see Jordan Henderson, and the same reason I've gone for Joel Matip as well. I think we're going to have lots of the ball again in this. It's likely to be Gale. Who do we think? I mean, Virgil van Dijk, nailed on. If you had to pit one of our centre halves up against Dwight Gale,
Lovren.
You'd pick Lovren. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'd go Virgil van Dijk, but if it was out of the other two.
I mean, in addition to him.
Maybe Matip, you know. Mm. Maybe Matip. I've got a feeling that Gale's done well against Lovren in the past.
it's probably true, isn't it? Yeah. Oxlade-Chamberlain, who had Oxlade-Chamberlain in? Jamie? No, just because he wasn't on the board.
Just because he wasn't on the board.
He was quality.
My O's are really bad when I'm writing, so didn't want to put that down. So I'm stuck with Alana.
Yeah, and you also, and obviously lowercase for Milner. Cool. the.
That's
sad. Yeah, the midfield is going to be. We could literally do this show on the midfield alone for the rest of the season. No, because the attack's going to pick itself. There's always going to be one or two questions over the defence, but. I think we're going to go game to game, having no clue what our midfield's likely to look like. And I think the odds of us, I think you've got the same midfield from last weekend. There's a case to be made. We might not ever see the same midfield game to game, just simply because we've got so many plates to keep spinning in terms of players.
Yeah, you're right. I think that it's a really interesting point. But, you know, that left-hand side for me over the last couple of weeks with Robbo, with Milner, with Mane, has been our major strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that I think Sadio Mane's come into a little bit more form because he's got James Milner behind him, because, you know, think about Robertson, you know, he gets an assist at the weekend, Milner gets an assist the week before. Robertson can go forward and he knows he's got a guy who's covering his position, who understands what he's got to do when he's there. And equally, when Mane cuts inside, Milner can get on the outside and play a ball with his left foot, and he's not an aimless cross with the ball, James Milner. That left-hand side for me has been a massive strength, and I'd like to keep. I'm not thinking about the midfield. I'm thinking about the left-hand side and the right-hand side. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think they're our strength at the moment.
I agree that there's a good chance, Jamie, that we might see what Chris is kind of getting at is that this team. We're going to make changes for Porto because there's no... It was just Klopp saying, oh, no, you know, no. Jürgen. You're defo keeping players fresh for Man United. I think Chris is probably right that this team that we see against Newcastle, whatever it ends up being, will be far closer to the team that started against Man United than the team that we picked to play Porto.
Yeah, I think we just that's the thing though. A lot of people saying like, oh, we should like, you know, put maybe Moreno left back and, you know, switch it around a bit for this Newcastle game. We don't need to. We can't underestimate this Rafa Benitez side.
Yeah, you're right.
They beat United a few weeks back, like you said before. So the thing is, he's going to set up his team a lot more disciplined than David Moyes did on the weekend. He's got a better squad than David Moyes as well. So I think like what you said, when the player's going to come in, that probably will be the closest team that we will see against United as well.
The hope, I mean, just a counterpoint to that slightly, is that I'm not, well, I would never write off Gale because he's got that tremendous record of just pissing us off. Like, but I think, I don't know that they've got someone who'll cause us problems like Arnautovic caused us West Ham last week, which, I mean, look, Newcastle don't score goals. I think they've scored 27 and 28, I think, so far this season. The thing that they have got, and it's why if we're able to break them down, I wouldn't expect us to trounce them, because similarly, defensive-wise, I think they've got the second-best defensive record outside of the top seven teams, which is a pretty crap fact when you really drill down into it. But it is what it is. You know, of those teams struggling down there, they do pretty much concede the fewest goals after Brighton. So, yeah, I wouldn't expect it to be a big result, but it's also worth remembering that if it is a big result, let's not fall into the, oh, it was only Newcastle trap, because, you know, as I say, they are a solid.
And you know, the other thing, I'm hoping that Chelvey's not fit for this game.
Really?
As well, yeah. I mean, he's a doubt for this weekend, but he's caused us problems.
He's another one, isn't he? Yeah. He has a good chip footballer. On his shoulder. Yeah.
Every time he turns up against us. So I'm hopeful that he doesn't start as well, makes it a bit easier for us.
Yeah, interesting to see what the midfield would line up in that instance. Diarmi's another one of those guys. I think, you know, we were heavily linked with him a few seasons ago. Be nice for these guys just to not have a point to prove against Liverpool. That would be splendid, please. Let's have a quick look at how everyone else is playing this week. So obviously Thursday night's going to see Arsenal Man City, the rearranged fixture from the League Cup final. Arsene Wenger, who said, there's no problem, why are we talking about my future? You don't talk about my future, my future's fine, I've chosen my future, it's cool. Everyone's going to be talking about his future. That's fine. I mean, again, another 3 points drop for Arsenal. We know this, Arsenal are out of the race for top four, but I think that would be done and dusted completely at that point.
Hey, hang on, Jordan Henderson is saying we're not out of the title race.
Is he really?
Yeah.
They've been taken out of context. That he said that Liverpool still have a chance.
Mathematically,
he said, yeah. Like I that. Thought he said, I'm not going to give up on it until we mathematically can't.
Well, you don't want your captain coming out saying, oh yeah, it's theirs. Have it.
He's right though. He did say that.
No, he is right.
but he's saying that. Isn't he? Yeah. Mathematically, he's not saying like we're in the race. We're, it's different, isn't it? That's it.
He's not ruling us out.
That's how the Trinity Mirror Group would have
What I'm saying is Arsenal are a lot closer to us than us to Manchester City.
Yeah, absolutely. Spurs, Huddersfield. I mean, Huddersfield have had a little mini resurgence.
They're still going to roll over and ask Spurs to take on the belly
tonight as well, haven't they?
Yes. They have cup replay. Oh, Newport, is it? Or is it Rochdale? I don't know. I've lost track. They've got a cup replay. Someone will be screaming at their laptop screen right now.
It's Rochdale.
Whatevs. It might as well not exist as a competition. Love it. Love the FA Cup. We're not in it. Don't care about it till next year. Man City, Chelsea, another big one on Sunday. And Palace, Man United on Monday. We talked about this a few times, Chris. That thing of...
I hate playing Palace on a Monday night.
I hate playing Palace in general, but the having points on the board against another good situation for us there. We're going to be televised, so there will be the added pressure, the late kickoff on Saturday for us. But yeah, Man United are the team to catch. Go and get 3 points on the board and then, yeah, put your feet up, watch the Palace game and hope wonderful Roy can pull something out the bag. Like,
hey, listen, Rafa Benitez, ex-Liverpool manager, managed to pull something out the bag for us last week or a week before maybe, so maybe Roy can do something for us this weekend.
Yeah, don't bet any money on it, please. Yes, anyway, we're going to be doing the Start 11 prediction show. Chris will be doing that for your wonderful faces and ears. That shall be splendid. As we've mentioned already, go and check out the Stats and Tactics show on the RedmenTV.com. It's an absolute belt. But before we go, let's have a score prediction. Jamie, what do you think it's going to be?
2-0.
Excellent. Ross?
6-0.
6-0.
Yeah.
Get out.
Why not?
All right, go ahead. Yeah, why not?
You too.
This is not your preferred score. This is
score
prediction.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
No, 6-0. Cool.
3-0, Liverpool.
I'll take it. Yeah. So, yeah, you know what? 4. 4-0. No, 4-1, because Gale's bound to score, isn't it? That's it. Yes, leave your score predictions in the comments section underneath. Go and subscribe to RedmenTV.com. Some amazing stuff coming up on there. Chris has got podcasts galore if you're into that kind of stuff. Who's your guest this week?
Andrew Beasley.
Wow. The man who everyone turns to immediately after a Liverpool result for the most interesting stats is on Chris's podcast this week. So go over to the website, sign up, start your free month. And experience everything that we keep banging on about. And if you enjoy it, let us know as well. That's how big it is when it's cold. But other than that, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for subscribing. See you soon. Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.